Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
True life is in the Spirit. So we have some great things to be excited about today. True life is in the Spirit. And through Jesus Christ, we have the opportunity to operate in the Spirit of God, not just on Sunday mornings, but each and every moment of each and every day. The Holy Spirit is working through us, partnering with us in the earth to make impact for the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is the teacher of all things. So it's not just verses in the Bible, but he's the teacher of all things. So all throughout the day, as we're going through academics, as we're going through our employment, different roles that we have relationally, things that we do in the community, he teaches us all things. So the people of God, those who behold and operate in the Spirit of God, are to stand out with the spirit of excellence as a solution in the earth. Why? Because God is working through us. True life is in the Spirit.
Slip back into, if you were with us yesterday, we're in the book of Romans, Romans 8, and we're bringing out truths out of the Word of God that will enrich your life. And I want us on this Tuesday morning to look at verse 13.
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die.
Yeah.
But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
Okay, Dan, let's stop there and impact some truth out there. Here it says, here it is. If you continue to live your life according to the flesh, you're going to die. You're going to waste away. 100%. For sure. But it says, but if by the Spirit, what you do? You put to death the deeds of the body. You put to death the desire of the flesh. And so you will what? So you will live. Now, let's continue this morning to unpack this truth. Go back to Romans now, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And look at verse 1.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
And go to 2 now.
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
What is that? You now will prove. What is that? What is that good and perfect will of God? Because when you look back at Romans chapter 8 that we started out with, and verse 13 says, if you do not make the quality decision to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you are going to fulfill Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Because Romans chapter 8 and verse 13 says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. If I live my life here according to the desire of my carnal mind, I surely gonna die.
Mm-hmm. When we're guided by the Spirit, then we can miss the nets that the enemy sets to try to bring forth untimely death and destruction. So it could be untimely death physically. It could be untimely death to purpose, to vision. It tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17, do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time? So it's possible for people to die before their time. And it's also possible for the Spirit of God to reveal to people different traps and the outcome of different decisions so that they escape and they miss untimely death.
You're right.
Being led by the Spirit.
That's an excellent point.
Yes, it is. It is. Now, as we continue to look at the Word of God and get the truth out of God's Word, and to back up that tremendous truth, that revelation, that understanding of the Word of God this morning, in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also help us. This says, the Spirit what? Helps us.
In our weaknesses. So not when we're perfect.
No.
And not on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
That's right.
But he helps us in our weakness.
To slip danger.
And it's plural. It says weaknesses.
Yes. So by walking in the Spirit, I now have the help of the Spirit. So the things that my flesh, my mind wants to do, the Holy Spirit helps me not to do it. Someone got to see that this morning. The Spirit help us in our weakness. Someone says, you know, I do it because I'm weak. Well, if you need the Spirit, you will have the strength. The reason why you're weak, somebody says, I'm so weak. Yes. The reason why you are so weak is because your life is void of the Spirit. So what you need is the Holy Spirit that Jesus talked about.
Yeah, and you're turning then in that case to the thing that's making you weak.
Weak.
So if you're saying, oh, I can't stop because I'm just so weak.
Weak.
You're turning to that thing that's draining your life, that's bringing you toward death. You're turning toward that instead of turning to the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to be able to move away from it.
So someone needs to write that verse down this morning and practice it. Likewise, the Spirit also help us. Verse 26 of Romans chapter 8. Likewise, the Spirit also help us in our weakness. It help us. And watch. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make what? Intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Man, we got a tremendous helper here. And like you said, Dan, when he's with you, he guide you so you slip lots of stuff. One of them is untimely death. So what do you mean? Yes, and we can prove it to you. We can prove untimely death because the Bible says we are to beware of the traps of the enemy, the snares of the devil. We should be aware of the devil traps. And the only way we can is by the Holy Spirit.
I've heard of so many people that get transformed. They all of a sudden they get healed, or all of a sudden they give up drugs. And they live a life according to God, but then all of a sudden they slip back. So what actually happens here? They have the mind of Christ, but then they gave into temptation and they gave into the carnal mind. So we have to be very vigilant in pursuing the mind of Christ, and once our mind is renewed, we have to be vigilant in reading the Bible and praying so that we continue to walk the right path, because the devil will try to pull you away at any time.
So, we know the mind of Christ because we have the mind of Christ. And because we have the mind of Christ now, we walk by the Spirit. Here's go back to John 10. John 10. before you and I can live a victorious life, we have to experience John 10. Mm-hmm. John 10 has to be a reality mm-hmm. in our life. Now, when we look at verse 1 of John 10, Jesus says, most assuredly I say to you, I most assuredly say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climb up some other way, the same is a what? A thief and a robber. You cannot get salvation by your own little mind. That's what it means. You got to read this here. You can't think your way in being saved.
I remember one of my friends had said to me one time, they had actually laughed in my face and said, what do you think, that you go to heaven for just for being a good person? And then proceeded to just laugh and laugh. And I said, wait a second, I did think that. I did think that you go to heaven by being a good person. And the way that he said it, he's like, you think that you go to heaven just by being a good person? And just laughed. That made me question what I was thinking, because I wasn't thinking right.
Right. Come on.
And then I did end up going, and I did give my life to Christ from that, but not in a fully submitted state. It was more like, okay, well, yeah, I think I need to go ahead and give my life to Christ because I do want to go to heaven. And it wasn't until many years later that I started bringing my life in alignment with the assignment, the purpose, and the will of God. So we go through different stages of development in our relationship with Christ. But it does take that, you know, just hit upside the head sometimes. You're not going to heaven just by being a good person.
That's what he was saying here, Diana, in John 10, verse 10. Mm-hmm. He clearly stated, he says, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climb up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Mm-hmm. And a thief and a robber cannot go to heaven. Mm-hmm. So now watch this now. Slip over, get the full meaning of what Jesus is saying. Then Jesus says unto them again in verse 7, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Most assuredly, Jesus said to them, I am the door. Mm-hmm. I am the one. Mm-hmm. I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Mm-hmm. So you can't get to heaven outside of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I don't care what theology you have or what your mind telling you, it's going to come through Jesus.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.